Now, some of those artifacts, namely the bricks, will be made available at some point, I understand.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on with that.
Rebound Partners contacted the Historical Society and months ago told us that we would be able to salvage the bricks and be able to hold a fundraiser for the Historical Society with the bricks that were salvaged. And so we've been kind of waiting to see what that would look like. And today we got to kind of see what that would look like as the bricks are coming down and the rest of the structure is coming down. And the great news is that the community will have their chance to buy a brick. The tragedy of the Archer House doesn't have to just be a tragedy and have it get torn down and lost to history. What we want to do is be able to put that money into saving another one of the historic buildings here in town. And the Scriver Building is a great example of very, very early Northfield, just the same as the Archer House was. So it'll be a fundraiser for NHS, but we've got a lot of work to do before we can actually go ahead and do that.
And that is the Scriver Building. It does house the Northfield Historical Society, and it has been worked on for quite some time, but you've got those buildings do not get any younger. Father Time, hands of time just keep on rolling around, and you've got some needs within the building itself that you need to take care of.
We certainly do. We certainly do. And the process right now with the Archer House bricks is that they're coming off of the building and they're going to get piled up and we're going to be able to get a salvage crew in to get as many bricks as we need, get as many bricks as Brett Reese needs, and then be able to figure out how best to distribute those in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not ready to do that. We're not going to take them down to the Historical Society today and start handing them out. We're going to think of a thoughtful way to do that and make sure that the community knows and give everybody their chance to do that. And the money can go back into the Scriver Building to help that stay upright.
So, folks, those bricks will be made available, and it's once again for a very good cause, salvaging another, I shouldn't say salvaging, but renovating another historic building in downtown Northfield.
Exactly.
And that is not not a cheap proposition to do, to renovate some of those buildings.
No.
You can run into quite a few expenses, as you well know.
This is true. This is true. And the Historical Society is really, really grateful to Rebound for contacting us and allowing this to benefit us. I mean, it's hard to say anybody can benefit from the Archer House burning the way that it did, but this is one way to help, I guess, and to turn a tragedy into something good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really grateful for that opportunity and the partnership.
And Brad and the folks of Rebound did such a wonderful job with the Rubenstein and the renovation there and tying some of the old, I want to say, relics. It's not really relics, but some of the features from the Rubenstein. I'm sure they've been working on some demo and pulling stuff out of there over the course of the last year.
Yes,
so I'm sure that's going to continue.
Yes, they. I haven't seen the items yet. I've heard kind of a handful of things that they've pulled out of the Archer House that they want to be able to make something historic that will sit in the new space, so that people can see the items that were original of the Archer House. They can get that history, so that history never goes away. Rebound is saying that this is not the end of the book for the Archer House. This is the next chapter, and there will be something else. There will be something to reflect on, and original pieces from the Archer House will be able to be seen by the public and still loved.